Hey, and welcome to Artists Alive. It's Sev here, and it's a cold November day. Wow, this started really depressing. No, this is happy. Okay, this is a happy time right now. So I'm here with a Twitch streamer, photographer, videographer from Scotland, and we're going to be talking a bit about her career and internet and tech things. It's going to be really cool. Just stick around. Hey, Becca. Hi.
Hi.
that was a really weird intro. Maybe I'll have to dub it or something.
All good.
For my listeners who may not be too familiar with you, can't you tell them a little bit about yourself?
So, basically, I am a photographer, a filmmaker, and a creator. All the things that people kind of judge and say that I don't have a job usually. But yeah, I've been doing filmmaking and photography for like 5+ years, and then more recently I've been streaming on Twitch this year mainly, and I've been on YouTube for a few years as well. So I just really like to create things, so yeah, pretty much just do a whole bunch of creative things and try and make a career out of it.
Yay. How did you get your start with photography?
So I actually went to university for a year doing media. And then I hated it and I left. And I took a year out. And during that year, I was between going, whether I wanted to go to art school to do fine art or whether I wanted to go do photography. And I ended up picking photography because I just really love it. And I ended up going and studying photography for 4 years. And that's kind of how I ended up going in the career path of it. I didn't think I wanted to do it as a career. It was mainly a hobby beforehand. But then when I started thinking about it as a career, then I ended up just pursuing it. And then from there, I ended up doing filmmaking as well, because I learned about all the filmmaking aspects whilst I was doing photography. So that's kind of how I started out with it. But yeah, it wasn't that I knew I wanted to do it for forever. I didn't even consider it. I honestly was kind of pushed to go to university from school. And then I left and, yeah, just ended up doing what I wanted to do. And been doing it ever since.
Yeah. And what were your first projects when it comes to photography or videography? Like outside of university and when you started? What were the first things you started doing?
Oh, that's a question. So
just
outside,
anything.
Career wise?
Yeah, anything.
Yeah. So probably I do and have done a lot of things for the BBC. So there's a platform, the BBC and BBC Scotland, it's called BBC The Social, and they basically have a lot of younger contributors to that platform who make videos and articles. And at the time, they asked me if I wanted to do photography for their Instagram, and that's how I started out. And then a year into that, I ended up making a comedy sketch video of just, I don't know why I did it. I was in my car one day and I decided, you know what, I'm going to make a comedy video. And then I sent it to them and they really liked it. So then from there, I've been making comedy sketches and more serious cinematic sort of style videos and doing photography for them since, I don't even know how long it's been now, but a good maybe 5 years now. And I'm still doing stuff with them as well. And from there as well, it's went on to other branches of the BBC as well, which is really good. And then other organizations as well, which is nice.
To all my listeners, to the Becca gang and the Zevenators.
Becca gang.
If I'll find some sketches and stuff, I can link it in the description so you guys can see them. I think they're really cool. I think they're really funny. They're really cool. For example, for the video you did in the car, what was it? It was like, what moms say, what was it?
Yeah, it was so the first video I did, that was one of the videos I did after.
Okay.
My first ever one, I think it was, oh, what was it called? It was, you're going through the fast food drive-thru.
Yeah.
That was my first ever video. And then I think the video afterwards was the one where you go to the shop with your mum and what they're like when you drive and how it's a nightmare, because I feel like everybody has a similar sort of relatable experience with someone that doesn't like when you drive kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the first sort of videos.
And that just ended up happening. You said you started with photography. You didn't really plan doing comedy sketches, but after you did those two, were you planning on? Did it ever cross your mind that you would continue on doing like video sketches for the BBC?
No, it didn't. No, I didn't. I honestly, at the time, I was still at college, and the photography thing was amazing. I was like, oh wow, I'm in college doing photography, and I've got this job. Well, it's freelance work. It's not a job.
Yeah.
But it's still freelance.
It's still a job.
It's still a job.
A freelance too.
Like a salary or anything, but you know what I mean. I submit the stuff and then
having projects, creative things.
Yes, going exactly. On. Got it. And then so I was like, wow, I'm doing photography. Wow. And then when I think I was finished. It was the summer and I had finished college for the year. And when I was sitting in my car, I was like, I'll do the sketch. And then I submitted it, didn't realize they would like it. And then from there, they kind of encouraged me to keep making them. And they got a good sort of reception from the audience. And then from there, I just kept making them because I really liked making them. And then I realized, oh, okay, I kind of do this now. And this is what I do. So I guess I'm on this path and I really enjoy it. So I don't mind at all. I never thought I would be on that path, but I am. And it was quite interesting. I just fell into it kind of more so than planned it, which is nice.
Besides BBC The Social and other branches from the BBC, do you have any other like projects maybe in the future that you can talk about a bit, or is it, or are you going to keep it secret?
Keep the secrets. No, so coming up, I don't know if I can think of there's a couple. Mainly photography projects, cool. More so. But in the past, I've done stuff with, I was asked to do things with Visit Scotland. When that was from my YouTube channel, which was like the first YouTube collaboration kind of thing I ever did. And that was really fun. We got asked to go to Edinburgh in Scotland and film the music scene. And it was a really cool trip. And we got to stay there. And I only live a couple of hours away from Edinburgh. But it was really cool. So that was a project I got to film outside, like my education and other things. And then on top of that, I do a lot of portrait photography as well, with my own clients, and just a lot of different things. I know a lot of people always say if you're good at one thing you should stick with it in that sort of theme, but I really like being able to do a lot of different things and getting better at doing all these different things, because that means as a whole you're quite good at everything. So that's kind of what I try and do, but just a lot of different things. A lot of portrait photography, especially recently, I think, because I've been allowed to go outside after COVID and people have been wanting to get family pictures and stuff like that. So just a lot of sort of people photography.
It's nice. It's like things are coming back to how they used to be. A little. Yeah, it's still weird. It's still kind of weird that, you know, because we have this mindset now, socially distancing, people wearing their masks and stuff. So now when things are easing up a bit, it just feels a little wrong, you know?
I know. Do you ever find yourself watching TV and... actors and stuff are near each other and you're like, that's too close.
I get really panicky about it.
Yes.
Just questioning everything. It can be like a really old film. I can be watching like a horror movie, or like I can even be watching High School Musical or something. And I'm like, why are they dancing together?
It's Troy, like 2 meters.
Get away. Yeah. So weird. Yeah. No.
That's
I'm just.
Very weird.
it's just kind of sad that this decade started with a pandemic.
Yeah, I think the thing is as well, if we're speaking about freelancers, everybody found it very tough during the pandemic,
yeah.
Which is, nobody expected it. But I think as a freelancer, one thing that you don't expect is a pandemic.
No.
So when the COVID started, I had quite a lot of exciting, fun projects coming up, and yeah. Then everything just stopped. Everything got cancelled, and I was like, oh no, these were good projects that I was really excited for. And there were quite good ones as well, like big projects, and I was like, oh. And then yeah. Everything just collapsed, and I was like, yeah. Okay, this sucks.
Yeah.
But thankfully, things are kind of getting back on track, I think, with,
yeah.
with life, hopefully.
Kind of, yeah. Now, wasn't there like a new mutation? Of yeah. the virus, something like that. No, we'll yeah. keep this positive now. We'll keep yeah. this positive. You know, it's when this.
It's all good.
It's all good. It's gonna be okay.
The sun has just came out here.
Yay! So it just went down here. Whoa! You guys have it now. Yeah.
I know. It's been so dark and gloomy today, so the sun yeah. came out there, and I'm like, positivity.
Yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. We're gonna go back to, you know, freelancing in just a little bit, mm-hmm. but what was that bit? Voice crack. we're gonna get back to freelancing in just a little bit. This is my ASMR voice. Yes. but I was thinking we could talk a little bit about social media and building a following online with a brand. So you've been very consistent with your Hates Becca Here brand. You've been doing YouTube. Now you're mainly doing Twitch streams. You're sharing your photography on Instagram, you're tweeting. Is it hard, you know, to be on a lot of platforms? Because that's what it's like for me. But do you feel like a pressure, or do you just feel like you just post? Do you have like a consistent schedule for your posts, or do you just go with the flow?
I say yes, I definitely have one. But this week it's kind of not been consistent, but that's just due to other commitments this week. But yes, I try and have a schedule, because I think otherwise I feel like if I did just go with the flow, which sometimes I do, I would feel a lot more pressure than I do already, just because it would mean that I wouldn't know when to post, and I wouldn't have this motivation to post because I have a schedule. Like for Twitter, I always try and post on Sundays, and then in between that I post photos and stuff like that as well. But with Twitch as well, I feel so much pressure with Twitch, because I've just started out on it, so I'm trying to be really consistent. Yeah. So with that, I genuinely try and keep to, I think it's Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays and Saturdays I try and stream. But it's really difficult because I still don't know the platform well enough to know what times and days to stream that fit with my own work-life balance kind of thing. And with YouTube, when I used to post on YouTube a lot more, I used to post every single day at some points, and it was just trying to be consistent all the time. So there is quite a bit of pressure, like you'll know yourself, like there is quite an amount of pressure when it comes to social media, and there shouldn't be, but there just is.
I just miss the back in like 2013, 14 something, where you could just go out with friends and then you would just upload a horrible picture to Instagram with some kind of weird filter, and that would be socially acceptable. I just want that social acceptability again. I just want it to be okay again to just post horrible photos. I just want to be ugly on social media. That's why I love TikTok. Like, I'm not on TikTok anymore. I'm taking a little break. But I accidentally went viral there a couple of times last year. I did a few comedy sketches. And the best thing is, I could be ugly in videos. Like, I could be saying whatever. I could look however with my hair just being messy and stuff. And people didn't care. Okay, a bunch of people cared. I got such weird comments. But it was kind of liberating in the sense that I didn't have to be perfect. And that was the best thing ever. Because if I'm on, like, Instagram stories, or if I'm in like Snapchat stories, whatever, I just get so pressured with how I look or what kind of content it is that I'm posting, even if it's like a 5-second video where I'm like, hey, swipe up, new episode. I'm just reshooting it over and over and over again because I don't know like if it's good enough. And nobody cares. No one cares, actually. No one is thinking about, oh, that was the wrong choice of filters. That was the wrong choice of stickers. Like, nobody cares. It's just all in our heads.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. And that's how, why I like Twitch, is because I can be the same sort of way as you were mentioning on TikTok.
Yes.
I can be, like, obviously, I try and keep it, like, I try and not say things that I would... I try and keep my channel family friendly to an extent, because I don't want certain family members being like, oh, she's swearing quite an amount on that channel. And they tend to try and watch some of my socials sometimes. So that's why on Twitch, I try and keep it family friendly. But at the same time, I can be myself and I can go on, not feel like I have to have my hair done if I don't want to. I can just fling on like my computer and just stream. Whereas with Instagram, I always had to think about what I was posting, because I was like, that's on, it's on there, and people are going to see it. And I just, and the same with Twitter, I still feel that with Twitter, even though I use it quite a lot, but I always have to think about what I'm posting. Whereas with TikTok as well, I love TikTok because the comedy sketches and people can, are genuinely themselves on it. And they're just... really good. I really like TikTok as a platform for that reason. I don't use it very much, but
me neither.
I watch it a lot.
A little while ago I did a podcast episode with Nickelodeon, and it was really hard to staying family friendly because I'm not a family friendly person. Like, I swear like a sailor. And I got to interview the voice cast for Rugrats, which is really fun, and all of us were swearing quite a lot. So in editing, I had to cut a lot of things because this is for a children's channel. Like, I can't really, I can't be dropping the F-bomb in a children's channel. That went okay. So that was fun.
That's so cool. I remember you mentioning it and I was like, that is amazing. Honestly, good work.
Thanks.
That's so cool.
There is something I discovered on Twitter last night which kept me up all night, so I only slept for like 3 hours, but MySpace, which nobody is on anymore but still exists, there is a new social media that is parodying what MySpace used to be in like 2007. So it's like a replica of what MySpace used to be.
Wow.
It's called Space Hey.
And I need to look this up.
Yes, do it. It's basically a replica of MySpace, and you can have your, you know, your top 8, and you can post songs and post things. It's really, so I recommend it. I got 30 friends in like a few hours. So yeah, I got 30 friends from there. Finally, I made friends in life.
MySpace is like, I forgot MySpace was a thing there.
Yeah,
I had
me
MySpace
too.
For, I think because it was a small amount of time. I used to have Bebo. If you remember that, I don't know. Bebo was like a really big thing here, but then I had MySpace for a little while, and I used to use it mainly just so I could follow bands that I really liked, and then see what they were up to, and then some of my friends. And it was back when everybody had the big fringy, the big the hair in front of the face kind of thing, and I was like, this is my space, like this is where I need to be. Honestly, so I need to check that out.
Do it. I never really had MySpace. It was more something like friends' older siblings had. And I remember people blasting like Tila Tequila's music and stuff like that. And it's so strange to think that that was what, you know, the internet was back then. And now it's just all changed.
It's crazy how much it's changed in that little time.
And now if you look at MySpace today, now I'm going to shade them a little bit. But now they're like a Spotify copy. Now I just looked a few hours ago just because I wanted to see, because I know that MySpace still exists, but no one's on it. So I just wanted to see what's on that platform now. And apparently it's like a music streaming service now. Based
That's
on
so weird.
With like nothing on it, so it's just, it's kind of like a ghost town. It's really strange. It's like a ghost town on the internet. Just there. You should totally check out MySpace, what it looks like today, sometime. Because it looks nothing like what it used to be. So I was a little shocked. I was like, oh, is that you? What happened?
What happened
to you? Oh my God. I'm what there for you in the chat. Just chat with me.
Honestly. Oh, I'm going to look at it later because that has piqued my interest.
Now we've been talking about like social media that we're on and that we're focusing on. Is there a social media that you wouldn't consider joining and why?
I mean, all social media has pros and cons, majorly. Yeah. Like Instagram at the moment, I kind of have a love-hate relationship with because they've changed the format and it's no longer a photo sharing site and all this and it really annoys me.
Yeah.
So, but I'm not on Snapchat because I used to be. I can't say that I wouldn't use it for any reason because I used to have it and that's actually how I met my boyfriend properly and just talked to him first through it. Not met him, but that's how we first kind of talked through Snapchat. So I can't say I hate it, but I wouldn't use it for my own socials. Like for, hey, Becky here, I wouldn't use it for that just because I feel like there's more effective social platforms for my personal kind of what I want to do. Yeah. So yeah, that's probably the one I wouldn't use. But apart from that, I think every other sort of social media, like big social media that I can think of, I would probably consider using. Because I'm kind of on Twitter, Instagram. I'm on TikTok, but I don't use it for anything. I just don't feel like I could use it like effectively at the moment. And then in Instagram, I'm kind of falling out of love with, as I've said. But
all platforms are kind of. It was fun before. Maybe it's going to be fun again in the future, sharing content and stuff. But right now, it just feels so dead. Like, all platforms, they feel like the same. Like, the trends are kind of cringy, and people are behaving the same. It's just not really possible to find anything that isn't generic. You know, it's really hard finding, you know, content creators that have personality. And then when you try to have personality, people don't really attract to that kind of content, so you have to like copy what other people are doing for trends, and it's just trend chasing is not like, it's effective to build a following and stuff, but it just isn't that good in the long run, you know. Because then you have content that you've been inspired by from other people, which is cool, you know. It's really good being inspired by other people, but then if your content only is what other people are doing, people won't really stick around for the long run. And then, you know, there's another creator just taking one's place. And that's, you know, the tough world of, like, influencers and content creators on, like, all platforms. That's just what is happening. And I feel like we need to break that system. And there's a bunch of cool people, like, on YouTube and stuff who are, you know, doing their own thing and are really successful. But it just needs love and, you know, attention to the viewers. And also so it's really easy to, you know, make content for the audience solely and not focus on what you want to do.
Exactly. Yes, I agree. Like, see, the thing is, I find YouTube to be a very good place for discovering different personalities and different things, which is why I like YouTube a lot. But I do feel like on social media such as TikTok and Instagram, it is very much another person just doing what another person is doing, and it's just, which is fair enough if they want to do that, but it's only a matter of time before people go, okay, I'll move on to the next person because they're doing the same thing as that one. And which is a shame, and I don't like that, but I feel like definitely if you're going to make content, you should make it primarily for yourself and then secondly for anybody would like to watch it, because if you're making it for yourself, then there's a high chance that someone else will like what you're doing because you like what you're doing. So I do feel like you really do need to do it for yourself. Like when I used to do YouTube content, more so, I really enjoyed doing reaction videos to music because I really like music. That was my thing. I like discovering new music, I like kind of seeing different genres. So yeah, that's why I did it. And I know for a fact if I did it just for the audience, I would have been like, ugh, I don't want to do this today because I don't feel like I want to do it, kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, definitely. There needs to be somewhere where you can meet in the middle with the audience and feel like you can do something you both enjoy. And this is something I realized like a year ago. Something you think is fun right now to do, you don't have to think it's fun in the future. You know, you can enjoy yourself and what you're doing in the moment, but you don't have to like it or enjoy it in the future. You don't have to, you know, stick to one formula. If you feel like you want to move on and you don't know what to move on to, just, you know, try it out.
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of I've seen a lot of YouTubers do that as well. They've literally abandoned what they did before because they just, their heart isn't in it anymore.
No.
Which I totally agree with. If you don't feel like you're feeling it anymore with your content, then don't feel like you have to stick with it, because if you do, then it's just going to be really unauthentic and it's just going to be not as fun as it should be. It should be fun when you're making this content, because it's for you and the audience. I agree. Definitely, if you don't feel like you want to do a certain style anymore, just change it up.
Yeah,
do what you want to do.
Definitely do not pretend you're enjoying the content you're making, because the audience can tell quite easily.
Yeah, majorly. Like, it's really strange that they can just tell. Like, I can tell when someone's not enjoying doing something. That like, you can tell as a person. It's just, as humans, we kind of show it very, very easily. So yeah.
Sometimes people are acting and it's going pretty well, and then years down the road they say, oh yeah, well I was just pretending because I found this that I want to do. And then it's like the world that they built up for the audience, it just shatters, because they can then just see that, oh, so you just pretended that you enjoyed the videos you were making for us for all these years. And then it just kind of, the relationship between the audience and the content creator, it becomes a little awkward because of it. So I feel like always be honest. Like, I'm always trying to be honest with my listeners, for example. And I feel like it's working pretty well, because then people can be honest with me and, you know, we share everything. Like, people can come to my Instagram DMs and stuff and tell me how they're feeling, for example. And, you know, there's no shame in that. Just, I'll be there too. Just being honest with one's audience, with how one is feeling or feeling about one's content. Like, just be honest. That's the key to everything in content creation.
I think so. Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, loads of things can happen, especially during freelance work. Files get corrupt. Tech stops working. Has any of those nightmarish things happened to you while working on something?
Yes. Thankfully, I've only had it a couple of times, but I've tried to black it out from my memory, because it's just a horrible circumstance when anything doesn't work. Mainly anything, thankfully, with working with other people, such as like companies or whatever, has been when I was early on in my career, because I didn't save to two memory cards, only saved to one. Now I have like backup memory card. I back everything up instantly as soon as I film it. Everything's backed up. As soon as it's created, it's done, it's getting on my laptop and I save it and just double check everything's okay. Because I did, I used to work in property photography as well. So I used to go out and take photos of all the houses going for sale and that sort of thing. And had a couple of instances where I was like, thank goodness I backed this up, because the amount of times I've accidentally messed up one of my memory cards after a project, and I'm like, oh no, and I'm like, oh no, it's okay, I backed it up, it's fine. But the amount of times as well, especially with streaming, it's full of technical problems. Like, you'll know the amount of times I've had Wi-Fi issues, connection issues, camera issues, audio problems. It's part of being a creator, is when you will have technical issues always. No matter what you do, no matter if you are in streaming or YouTube or making podcasts, whatever, you're going to have issues, but you just have to take it as it comes and make a positive. Everything will work out in the end. So there's no point in stressing too much about it. You just need to try and make it work. And a lot of people I've heard, when they've been in that situation, they just shut down and they don't know what to do. And I'm like, okay, but you can't let the person you're working with know that you're panicking. You need to be very calm and need to just take everything as it comes, kind of thing. You can't make a panic situation worse. And everything does work out. The amount of, if I have had an issue, I've made it work. And luckily with streaming, like, it's my own thing. I'm not doing it for anybody else. So it's not like a company is paying me to do it or anything. It's for me. No. Luckily, if I do have a technical issue, it's on me. Nobody else is really affected by it, apart from people watching, which sucks. But it's one of those things, you know.
Yeah, but it comes with the territory, you know. It just happens. Yeah. You just have to let it happen. Okay, I thought we could talk a little bit about Twitch, since we get on Twitch. From the point you started, you decided that you wanted to start streaming on Twitch, to the moment you started doing it. Like, when was that? What were your intentions? What's happening?
Okay, I'm trying to think when I started. So I started streaming at the beginning of 2021. And the reason I started was because at the time, the UK was still in a partial lockdown just after Christmas time. So I had a lot of time and I actually didn't have any means to stream. I had no webcam. I had no mic. I still don't have I have a headset with a mic, but I don't have a proper mic. Mm. I had nothing to be able to stream apart from my Xbox. So I started streaming games initially, and also one of my friends, who's actually quite a big personality on Facebook and Instagram and stuff, they started streaming maybe like a couple of weeks beforehand, and they were like, you know what, you should go try it because you would like it, and you play games and you've played video games since you were like a kid, so you would really enjoy it. And I was like, yeah, I should try it. So I started streaming on my Xbox one day, and then from there I was like, you know what, I really enjoy this because I like the fact that you can interact with people. Because being a creative is a very lonely thing. Yeah. It is quite lonely. You spend so much time in editing by yourself, or having ideas but creating them by yourself. And the only time you kind of come across other people is when you're working together. So it's quite a lonely thing to do. And it's so when I decided to do streaming, and I could talk to other people, especially in lockdown, I was like, oh, wow, this is kind of cool because I can actually interact with other people that are into similar things as I am, which is nice. And then from there, I saved up all my monies for quite a while, and I bought myself a PC so that I could properly start streaming with a camera and stuff. And I had this cheap webcam that's a knockoff of Logitech webcams. It's literally got a weird name and everything.
Oh my God. Iconic.
It does the job, so it's fine.
That's all that matters.
That's the thing. I bought it super cheap. I used it on my Xbox, and then when I wanted to actually get a PC, I used it on that. And then I started streaming on that, and then from there I kind of was just like, you know what, I'm gonna try and keep doing that. Not with the intention of, like, getting anywhere with it. I actually just done it because at the time, I really wanted to connect with other people that are interested in similar things. And when you're playing a video game or whatever, or being creative in your own space, it can be lonely, and you want to chat with other people at the same time. So that's why mainly I wanted to do it, because at the time I couldn't really see anybody because of lockdown. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to try it. And I'm in no ways where I want to be with Twitch, because now I kind of like, you know what, I want to actually kind of keep going with it and keep being motivated to upload as much as possible. But I do really enjoy it. I think it's a really nice space. I've found most things on Twitch are quite positive when I'm online. Obviously, you get the minority that are going to be quite negative, but I do really enjoy it. I think it's a nice space, especially you meet so many different people on it as well, which is nice.
Yeah. About, let's get a little bit negative. No, not negative, but let's talk a little about negativity, because maybe this can help someone who is an aspiring content creator dealing with hate comments, like weird comments. There's a lot of weirdos. I've seen a lot of weirdos in your chat. Not a lot of them. The Becca gang is like so great. But then there's like one weirdo or two every once in a while. How do you... Yeah, it's a little weird. Like, I deal with a lot of them on TikTok and stuff. Like, how do you deal with that? Not that you have to, but like when you see something weird in your chat, like, what do you think? What do you do?
So previously when I used to upload to YouTube a lot, because that grew quite fast, I didn't actually expect it to do well because I was reacting to music. So I was doing it for me and I was like, oh, this is fun, I'm getting to know new music and stuff. But the more people that kind of discover you, the more comments you will get, the more people from a wide range of backgrounds and stuff you're going to get. So on YouTube, that's where I first kind of came across any hate comments or any negative comments. And the thing is, the minority is hate comments. The majority of people are usually always positive if you're doing like a nice thing or a general thing. So most of the comments on any of my stuff is usually positive. But you will always notice there's maybe one or two comments every other video and you're like, oh man, that really hurts because it's a really hateful comment and I don't like it. I've got a couple that have been really horrible and I'm like, ugh. And it used to affect me a lot, but this was a couple of years ago, and it used to really affect me and it used to bring me down quite a lot. And that was mainly on YouTube because there were quite a few like hateful ones, but I kind of just deleted them and blocked them because I was like, you know what, I don't need that in my life. But with Twitch, I have had a couple of weirdos on there, quite a few. I think because it's a live platform as well, people feel like they can get a reply instantly, so they can be weird and then someone's going to react to it quite quickly. And the thing is, I just try not to give it too much attention, and if I do, I try and make it into a bit of a joke, a little bit, just so that it feels a bit more like, okay, who's this? Who's this person? But there's been quite a few, and a lot of the time I do just make it into a joke and then block them because I don't need that kind of thing. And the funny thing is, a couple of weird ones, because I stream from Twitch to YouTube as well at the same time. So I've had a couple from YouTube come to the Twitch stream to comment weird things, and I'm like, no, let's not do that. Let's just block that.
Is it because of like spam filters? Like what? So they go to another platform?
I think so. I don't know. The thing is, with YouTube, the spam filters kind of work quite well on my YouTube, but some of them, the hateful ones tend to kind of come through usually. I don't know what it is. Twitch, my auto mod on Twitch usually picks it up, but because I don't actually have any human mods on Twitch at the moment, because I just haven't sorted that yet, it means that some things do get through. I just block them usually.
I feel like YouTube is better with filtering out weird comments in videos, and Twitch is more the same but for live stream. And it makes sense, because on Twitch most people do live stuff, you know, you can upload things like videos from your live streams and like have them like on demand for quite a while, and YouTube is more focused on, you know, uploading videos more than live streaming. So I feel like it makes sense that different platforms are going to have different, you know, capabilities keeping out weird comments. But
everybody always gets a weird comment. I think that's one of the things that comes with being online. You're always going to get someone being weird.
I mean, if you're a content creator, you're kind of becoming a public figure, and then people will see you as more of an object than a person, so you can't really expect people to, and it's really sad, but you can't really expect people to be to have sympathy for one's feelings, you know, because people forget that you're a person.
It's really strange. It's weird. The thing is, from Twitch and YouTube, I've had messages on Instagram from people that have seen me there, just to be quite weird. And some of the things you get in the messages, you're like, No. Why did you
Oh.
come out? Why did you come out of another platform to come to this platform and be weird again? You know,
Right.
I think it's because genuinely they don't see it as a person. They see it as, oh, this is just a sort of thing online. They
Yeah.
don't have feelings. They don't have. They don't live in the world, kind of thing. I
Yeah.
don't know what it is, but it's just really strange comments, really weird ones. And probably the best advice I'd give to anybody is try not to make a big deal about them. Just these people usually have their own battles
Yeah.
to fight, and sometimes it's better just to kind of either if it's on a live stream, I would, and you have to kind of confront it live. I try and make a joke out of it. I don't want that negativity on a stream. And usually the people in the stream always kind of help out, and they're like, oh, what is this person saying? Kind of commenting back. And I'm like, yeah, let's make a joke out of it. It's not a bad thing. We'll just make it and block it. It's fine.
Yeah.
So I think just ignoring that sort of hate is probably the best thing to do because you're always going to get it, especially online, because it's people don't see you as a human. They see you as like this thing that doesn't
Yeah.
really feel or have any opinion, you know?
Yeah. And also, what you said about everybody have fighting their own battles, definitely this is, all my the Becca gang and the Seven Eaters, they're really nice people. Like we're really cool. But
I love how we
there
both have names for the gangs, like
Yes.
7 years,
Yes.
the gang. I love it.
Yes. But yeah, they know. They know that kindness is key to everything. But I still want to put the message out there that, be kind to everyone. There are going to be like weirdos, but try not to pay attention to it. I've been berated by strangers in the streets a few
Really?
times. Yeah, hasn't it happened to you? Maybe it happened. Maybe it's just because, I'm in Stockholm. It's like a big city. It's whatever. But I was roasted by 2 10-year-olds, like 2 12-year-olds a few months ago. Really weird. I was waiting for the bus. I was gonna go into the city, go to the studio, and 2 like 12-year-olds are just walking by, and they're like, "Ugly outfit," or something like that. And I was like, I just got roasted by 2 12-year-olds.
What?
So weird. So weird.
Kids can be so mean though.
They
Kids are like,
can
they have no
definitely.
filter.
But also, like, adults can come and like pick fights and stuff, and it's
Why?
embarrassing. And I get it, like, people aren't really feeling too well. Like, some people will deal with their mental health issues in various ways. Some people will take it out on others. Some people will deal with it in other ways that are more professional and acceptable and actually working. But I feel like it's not you, it's them. They're probably going through something. Whatever people say to you, it's not about you. People can directly target you and accuse you of things, or like tell you things about yourself that obviously aren't true. But it has nothing to do with you, even though they make it seem like it has something to do with you. It's just about how they're feeling.
It says a lot about them. It says a lot more about them than it does about you.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I think a lot of people definitely deal with things in different ways, and that's, as you said, I think that's probably half the reason is why some people may come across as weird, or there are just some people that are just weirdos. We have to come to terms
Yeah.
with that, but there is a lot of people that have their own issues and they don't know how to deal with them, and
Yeah.
therefore that's why they act a certain way, and
And then
we have to be aware of that, you know.
there are different kinds of weird too. I mean, I'm a weirdo in a positive way.
Same, I'm
Yeah.
weird as well, and I love it.
Yeah. So,
It's good.
funny weird. That's cool. Quirky.
Quirky, that's the word.
Bizarre.
That's
Quirky, bizarre. There needs to be like a word in between that quirksar.
quasar,
Bizarre,
quark.
big quirk star. No, I just tried combining the two. It didn't work.
We made an effort.
Yes. Have you done a podcast before?
No, I
Oh my god,
haven't.
this is so fun. That's so
This is
much
the
fun. I have
first.
a bunch of guests who've never done a podcast before, and they're just acting all natural like they've done it before. But then again, most people have done like radio, television, whatever. So people are already, comfortable with it, and you're working in the media, so But
I
still,
know, but still, I
it's
was like so nervous. I was like, I've
Yeah.
never done a podcast. I listen to them, like I listen to quite a few podcasts, but I've never even considered being or doing one. I'm like,
Do you have any favorite podcasts you're listening to right now?
oh, right now. I like to listen to. Do you know the YouTube channel Yes Theory?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really love Yes Theory's YouTube videos, so I like listening to their podcast as well.
Yeah, cool.
But I like to listen. Now, I get told that I look like Emma Chamberlain a lot, which
You
is a
do. You
YouTube.
do.
I get told that a lot, so I listen to Emma Chamberlain's podcast because I really like just her view of the world and stuff. I just really like her as a person. I think she's
Yeah.
really cool. And I also look like her, so I was like, okay, I'll check out her podcast. This was like a year ago. I still listen to them, so.
Yeah, you remind me of a YouTuber who is a simmer, Plumbella. I don't know if you know who it is.
Oh my God,
Maybe it's
thanks.
just because you're both Scottish, but it's just the
Yeah,
accent and, the
probably.
way you both are, like, personality-wise. That's just what I'm thinking of every time you do a Twitch stream. Oh my God, is this Plumbella?
Thanks. That's a compliment. Thanks.
That.
Honestly, I don't realize half the time when I'm laughing. I have my headphones in and I'm like, ha! And then I realize and I'm like, okay, sorry.
Right. Or whenever I'm listening to a really good song, I'm kind of lip syncing to it while walking, and people
Yeah.
give me weird looks.
I
Like, I'm.
know. The thing
Oh.
is, one thing I like about wearing a mask is that I can do that and nobody knows.
Right? That's the best thing
Yeah.
ever. That's
Yeah.
The best thing about masks.
I
Like,
know.
they protect people, they protect yourself from, but the ultimate reason for why masks are good, it's because of that reason. The
Yeah,
people
nobody
don't
can
look at
see
you
that you're
weird.
lip singing.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. That and also that I make a lot of weird faces under my mask and people can't see. So.
Right. Something really bad is that when you try to smile and you wear a mask and
Yes.
then they don't see it, so there's no point. So you
Yeah,
have to
you have to
explain to
smile with your
them.
eyes. You have
Yeah,
to,
and
like,
then you look extremely creepy too. So it's like you're staring at them, like in their eyes, like you're staring eye to eye, and then they get really uncomfortable.
I
And
know.
they're like, are you okay?
Yes, I know. I've tried to perfect how to smile with a mask on, but I can't do it.
No.
Because some people are really good at showing it with their eyes, so they'll smile in a certain way, but I just can't. I just look really weird. I'm just trying too hard.
Maybe we should have a message on the mask. Like, if I'm nodding my head, I'm smiling to you. Something like
Probably
that.
that would be good.
Yeah. Maybe I should
Yeah.
do that as merch or something.
I was gonna say you could do that as merch and just be like, if you're reading this, I'm
Yeah.
smiling or
Yeah.
something.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be good.
I need to
There you
write that
go.
down.
You've sorted the problem.
Definitely. Definitely. Now there
There we
won't be any
go.
more issues. People being weirded out by me just trying to smile when I'm not smiling. But
Yeah.
that's great. Do you have anything in particular you want to like tell my listeners, like maybe about your day, about maybe like a goal you have for the future, anything?
We can talk about goals. Yeah. So maybe in the future, I think possibly just I would like to be more involved in on my social medias. I feel like the past week or so I've just had a stressful week. My wisdom tooth has been coming in. I need to phone the dentist. I've had an essay to write and all this sort of stuff. So the past week I've been so busy with that I really want to, when you feel so motivated because you haven't done anything for a week and you're like,
Yeah.
I really want to make content and
Right.
go and film and photograph everything. So I think coming up, I'm just going to, over the Christmas sort of time, I'll try and be quite consistent with everything and try and be just, I don't know, I just want to be online and talking to people and just creating everything. I'm just really motivated now, especially whenever I talk to other creatives, I get very motivated. I'm like, yay, let's go
Yay.
create things.
Yeah,
And
definitely.
it's just one of those things.
Yeah. You just gotta plan ahead with
Yeah.
everything. You don't
I
have
think that's,
to, but I feel like that's the smart thing to do.
yeah, I think that's a major thing that I never used to do that, but I think now I have a notebook and I write down every idea that I have and I have to tick it off as I sort of complete it. And I think that's the best way to do it for myself. Because if you don't plan, then it's the same with scheduling. If you schedule your content or what you want to do as your content, you're going to be sorted for that week. You're going to know what you're doing. Whereas if I kind of go with the flow or whatever, it's just very difficult to keep on track with what you want to do and to get where you want to go, kind of thing. I'd like to keep, I never set out to do anything with Twitch, but I'd love to keep going with Twitch and make it more of an effective platform for myself to just connect with people. Like my YouTube was more so what I used to grow, and then Twitter now, I use Twitter a lot to grow as well now as a person and to post my content, and it's just I'd love Twitch to be that as well, because I really enjoy it. I love I didn't think I would like the live aspect, because I'm an introverted person.
Yeah, same.
I'm an awkward person.
Same.
Thank you. So yeah, so you know the pain being live is just like you don't know what you're gonna say. So I'm like, but I'd love to continue with that. So in the future, yeah, definitely just continue creating and seeing where life takes me.
Definitely. I feel like my Twitter and my Instagram, that's where I have like the lowest amount of followers. It's more the platforms where I do not enjoy being on, like Snapchat, TikTok. Those are the platforms I actually built a following. And I didn't plan on doing it, but it just happened. Every time I post something embarrassing to my Snapchat, Snapchat puts it on the discovery page. So I get like 10,000 people seeing it for some reason. But then when I actually try to be serious and talk about something, nobody's paying attention to it. It's just, that is what happened. And the same thing goes for TikTok. So you're just, you know, just doing things, just try things out. And, you know, not everything doesn't have to be a hit, you know, things.
Yeah.
Just if you're happy with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Another person will thing. If not everything has to be a hit, definitely. I think if you go out going, oh my God, this video has to do so well every time.
Oh my God, that was my mom. She texted me. She was like, I get texts to my
laptop.
To my laptop too.
Oh my god.
I just jumped there a second. I was so creeped out there for a second. This happened last time also when I did a Halloween special. That was scary. That was extremely scary.
That was so funny. I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
Just when that happened, I was like, what? Oh, man.
She was like, everything okay? Question mark. I was like, yeah. Everything's okay.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Oh, yeah. Not everything's going to be a hit. I think that's... Because I remember everybody gets caught up in the numbers at some point when they're posting or want to create a following online or whatever. Yeah. Everybody's going to get caught up in numbers at some point. And I used to do that with YouTube. But now I couldn't really care less, because I want it to be what I want to do.
Yeah.
And if I'm happy with something that I put out and it doesn't do well, I'm still going to be happy with it in comparison to something I put out that I'm not happy with. And then fair enough, if it does well, I'll still be like, oh, wow, that's great. But if it doesn't do well, then I'm still going to be like, oh, well, then I wasn't happy with that. Yeah. So... what was the point of putting that out altogether, you know?
Right.
So just do you. And if it does well, then that's always a little bit of an achievement. But just keep creating what you want to do.
Yeah.
The best thing.
I'm going to be doing another episode later on this week. Mm-hmm. I teamed up with an app, which is really cool. It's a mental health app from Sweden. It's actually established in the UK too. It's called Mindler, and it's you can talk to a psychiatrist in the app about everything from like stage fright to panic attacks, and can be like everything. So I'm gonna interview a psychiatrist on their job.
That's I'm really excited
about it, because this is about everything art, so you know your mind is also a part of the arts. Because without your mind, you can't really do anything. So it's going to be a very much like more deep, like wannabe deep conversation. So I'm really excited about it. I was going to send the script today, but I didn't. Okay, I'll do it tomorrow. It's fine. They don't need it. They don't need it exactly right now. I'm not done with it yet.
That's so exciting. Well done. Oh, I can't wait. I'll need to listen.
Yay.
I can't wait.
It's going
to
be great.
I like that sort of... See... thing is, mental health is so important, especially for everybody, but see, when you're creative as well, it's quite important to, because you can't create without literally being able to think straight, you know.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, and it's all right to take a break from something as well if your mental health is just not where it needs to be.
Right.
Because I know a lot of people feel so much pressure to post constantly and be like online constantly, but if you need a break, then don't do it. Don't harass yourself posting. And just make it a thing, you know. Yeah.
But I have, before we, because I feel like I've been naturing for quite a while now. But I was thinking, if we're gonna wrap this up a bit, just, you know, summarizing what we've been talking about. Someone is in the background here outside. I had this whole studio, like there are three stories, this building, and I had it all for myself for like 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And now there seems to have been people here now. People are cleaning and stuff, so it's slow. So I'm like, if you guys hear it in the background, it's just people just cleaning and doing stuff.
Other humans.
Yeah, existing. It's just not us.
I know, you've been lucky. You haven't heard my dogs bark in this.
Yay.
Usually you hear them, but they don't seem to be barking today. They knew I was on a podcast, so that's why.
Oh my god,
they
think
respect the hustle.
I think someone dropped a plate.
Oh
my. Yeah. So if you guys hear it in the background, it's just people dropping plates and stuff. Do you hear it?
I heard that.
What is happening?
Is everything okay?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's people just emptying the bin or something. I don't know. I don't know why it's so loud. What is happening?
I have no idea. I heard it that time. I didn't hear it the first time.
Okay.
I heard it there.
Okay.
I hope they're okay.
Yeah.
Not throwing plates about.
Do we need Greek style, you know, just throwing
plates? I know, I was going to say, just throwing plates.
Yeah. My mom, she usually texts me after a new... She always listens to the podcast whenever a new episode is out. And she texts me, you cringe me out. I'm like, then I know I did a good job.
That's so cute. I love that. My parents do the same with my BBC videos.
Yay!
I'm like, don't watch it when I'm sitting next to you, though. That's the only requirement. You can watch it, just not when I'm near you.
Right.
I don't want to hear myself, thanks.
No. Okay, do you have like a press image or something I can use as the cover image for this episode and the playlist?
I can, yes, I do.
Yes,
I
then maybe you could email me it to me.
Yes, I will. I'll email it over to you. I'll look it out. It's somewhere on my computer. I'll need to find it.
Thanks. So yeah, this has been Artists Alive with me, Zev, and
me, Becca.
Yay!
Hi.
Thank you so much for listening. Now I'm gonna say the generic podcast stuff. If you like this podcast, subscribe to it wherever you find podcasts. If you're on Apple Podcasts, give it a review. And go to the description of this episode. You'll find all the links where you can follow us, your Twitch, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, everything like that. And the playlist Becca is so nicely curated for us. So thank you for listening. Pet ducks and have a nice day.
Bye.
Bye.